Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Well, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you guys got some shopping in. We definitely had Christmas parties, Hanukkah parties. This is, as I said, my favorite time of year. But the funny thing is during this weekend, I probably saw maybe three Christmas movies. And the Home Alone is on, the Santa Claus. Well, we need to put this to rest. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I say yes, but let's debate. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I saw Fred Claus. I saw the Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, the Home Alones. And so people say, well, it's a Christmas movie. Well, let's look at the definition. What's your definition of a Christmas movie? Well, people are happy at the end. There's some sort of a Christmas theme. There's Christmas lights in there. There's snow. Somebody says Merry Christmas. There's Christmas songs, right? And then there's a conflict. And the conflict has to be resolved, as any movie. There's always an antagonist. There's the protagonist, which is the main character, the good guy. There's always an antagonist. All right, well, you saw that, right, throughout these Christmas movies. So why wouldn't Die Hard be a Christmas movie? Now, being devil's advocate, the reason why people say Die Hard is not a Christmas movie is, one, it was released in the summer. I think it was released July 1988. And Bruce Willis has said that it's not a Christmas movie. Now, I love Bruce Willis. I've had the biggest crush on him. So you would think I would agree with whatever says goes. But as we've seen with movies, right, and we've seen in terms of popularity, Die Hard is very popularly watched this time of year. And it is full of the Christmas themes. By the way, I don't know if you guys noticed, but John McClane, the character, is trying to get home to his wife and kids to celebrate the holidays together. Again, a Christmas theme. And what's his wife's name? Holly. Holly! Holly! Holly. Okay, that's Christmassy. Alright, so you start to wonder, wait a second here. Alright, there is Christmas music. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. That's going on. There's Christmas gifts. Die Hard starts with an office Christmas party. And the whole theme is Christmas. Even the bad guy, Hans Gruber, says ho, ho, ho. Okay, how is it not a Christmas movie when there's not somebody going ho, ho, ho? Now, mind you, it's Hans Gruber, but it was because he was looking at the bad guy that was dressed up as Santa that was dead. You know, one of the brothers that got the other blonde guy all... Oh, Sven. I think it was Sven that died. And then John McClane taped him up in packing tape and put ho, ho, ho on there. And Hans Gruber had to, you know, say it. So I understand that people get pretty tit. When you say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, listen, I love Christmas movies. Elf, Home Alone. I don't know which is my favorite Christmas movie because I would say Die Hard. But after Die Hard, it would probably be Die Hard 2. And then after Die Hard 2, it would probably be, I really did like the Home Alones. I thought the Home Alones were good. Christmas Vacation was good, but not as good as I think some of the other ones. The Miracle on 34th Street is a good one. Is that the one where... I have to remember, but anyway, and I get it makes you feel good. You're supposed to be happy. There's not supposed to be violence. Well, Home Alone has violence, and Home Alone 2, those are pretty violent movies. If you're trying to tell me that Die Hard can't be a Christmas movie because of the violence, Well, is Home Alone is all full of violence. That's what this kid does to those two, Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci. That's kind of what he does the whole movie. So their violence can be. And look at Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase gets beat up and falling off roofs all the time. Look at Santa Claus. The Santa Claus starts under the premise that Santa Claus is killed. So, and don't be telling me that there can't be any death in a movie because look at Disney. Every single parent in a Disney movie is dead. We spoke about why. It's because Walt Disney felt responsible for his mother's death. There was a, the mom lived, I believe, you know, near the studio in one of the homes that, or I guess maybe on the within the studio, and Disney had sent some of his men to fix, I think it was the oven or one of the appliances in the house, and it wasn't done right, and there ended up being a fire. Now, the mom didn't necessarily die from the fire, but she died from complications of the fire. So he always felt responsible for that. That's why Bambi's mother's dead. That's why Jasmine doesn't have a mother. That's why in Nemo, the mother died. You know, that's why Lion King Mufasa died. So Disney is all about animals dying or you know, characters dying. So if it makes you feel good, if there's Christmas music, if there's snow in it, and I think, right, what, didn't Die Hard take place in L.A., and then Die Hard 2 took place at JFK? There was snow in both movies. I don't remember when it snowed last in L.A. I think it was the 60s. So snow, how can that be not Christmassy? So personally, Die Hard, to me, it's a Christmas movie. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I do want to know what your favorite Christmas movie is. I love this time of year. It's about family. It's about trying to be with the family. It's about overcoming adversity. It's about, you know, making up. Remember, John McClane and Holly were supposed to be like getting a divorce, and then they get together again. So, I don't know. That's me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a big show, a lot to talk about today. I, you know, realize that this is not an easy time of year for a lot of us. And I'm here to, you know, understand that. Listen, I love the holidays. I talk about the holidays. This is my favorite month of the year. This is my favorite time of the year. But I understand a lot of people are hurting. And we could talk about that, too. You know, it's not an easy time, especially seeing people get together with their families and, you know, or they're not able to celebrate or they don't have the money to do presents. And it's a stressful time. I get that. But for those of us that are, you know, swept up in the holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa. And let's get the show started. 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last night, I'm feeling good, getting ready for bed. Going to have a good week. Again, this is one of my favorite times of year. Got a lot going on. Really busy. Going to go to a Golden Knights game later this week. Going to the magical forest, seeing the Christmas lights, really excited, going to bed. And then all of a sudden, my right arm started hurting. And the muscles in my right arm were sore. And I'm like, all right, just don't think about it. Just go to sleep. And it got worse. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Now, left arm, you bet your butt I would have been going to the ER getting my heart checked. But it was the right arm. So I'm thinking to myself, is it a pinched nerve from my neck? Is it, did I pull a muscle? Am I having some sort of a tendonitis? And what I decided to do, because I don't like taking a lot of medication, what I decided to do was massage it and compress the muscles. I just started to rub my hand up the arm. And I'm talking, the arm was hurting for about 30, 40 minutes. I even took a hot shower. And I couldn't go to sleep. My arm was hurting so much. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And it wasn't shooting pain like electricity, thank God. It was just the muscles were aching like crazy. So what I did is I rubbed my left hand up my arm. And rather than just massage the muscles, I just kind of compressed them. Like I was putting my arm into a sleeve. And the pain went away. And I've never had to do that before on me. But it was the middle of the night. Hubby was asleep. Hot shower didn't work. So compression therapy. We always talk about, you know, rice. When you twist an ankle or a knee, we go rice. R is for rest. I is for ice. C is compression. E is elevation. Nobody really talks about the C component of it. They're like, well, you put on a brace or you throw an ACE wrap. But compression is an art. And it's a healing art. And it's used by osteopathic doctors, allopathic doctors like myself, MDs, homeopaths, acupuncturists, massage therapists, physical therapists. Compression is a healing modality. I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, my pain is so bad, it wouldn't do jack diddly squat. I get that. Trust me. Some of you have conditions that are really, really painful. But I was blown away at how something that I've never used on myself, because I don't really have a lot of pain issues, but I do have fibromyalgia, worked so quickly. Now, we do use compression when you have swelling in the legs. So a lot of our leg swelling is a whole other topic. Many of you ask for diuretics. You call your doctor and you say, look, I need water pills because I have swollen ankles and I have kinkles and I want to look like the way I did when I was in my 20s. Well, weight adds to some swelling of ankles. Genetics. If you have venous insufficiency, your veins have little valves in them that help also propulse the blood back. Not only is your arterial pressure causing the blood to go through the veins, but you also have valves in the veins. When those valves don't work or collapse, then you start to pool a little bit, or you don't have as much flow. You'll have increased pressure. When there's increased pressure, the fluid will go to other areas because it has to find the path of least resistance and less pressure. And so swelling in the legs could be a sign of, one, poor veins and arteries. It could also be a sign that there's something blocking the plumbing, like a blood clot. So if you have one leg that starts to swell, and I've actually seen bilateral blood clots, but if your legs are beginning to swell, you got to think of the plumbing. You know, why? What's happening? Why is the blood flow not moving, as it should, and it's pooling? Hemorrhoids are a sign of collapsed veins. Hemorrhoids are veins that have collapsed, and they pool, and they could thrombose and coagulate and be clots. Those are very painful, and sometimes we have to surgically remove them. Varicose veins are signs that those veins have collapsed and they aren't working well anymore. Varicosity, spider veins, can sometimes also be a sign of venous insufficiency. But if we're going to talk plumbing, sometimes swelling of the legs could be because of your heart. Your pump is not pumping the blood as strongly as it should. So you end up, because of heart failure, so you end up, again, having pressure dependently in the legs, and the fluid starts to pool or build up. So many people will say, I got swollen legs, so now I'm going to wear compression stockings. Now, compression stockings are fantastic, but that is assuming we know your diagnosis. If you have congestive heart failure, I'd rather you get the congestive heart failure treated. In fact, I'm not going to give you compression stockings until we start fixing the congestive heart failure, because I don't want you to die from your heart failing. Same thing with the blood clot. If you have a blood clot, we're going to try to decrease the clot and minimize it and improve flow, because we do not want the clot to cause a pulmonary embolism or other issues. And so compression stockings are done, and compression therapy is done after we've ruled out some of the other more dangerous issues. And, you know, the bandaging, there's compression garments. These things work. Now, fascinatingly, I have plantar fasciitis also. I used to run. And so when I wake up in the morning, I limp. My feet are tight because the fascia of the band that connects the toes to the heel hasn't been stretched because I've been asleep. And when you walk and you flatten your foot out and stretch it, it hurts. Well, what we do for plantar fasciitis is taping. Taping is a form of compression therapy. And if I tape my feet, it helps. Now, a lot of times I just walk through it. I trip over the cat, I go and pee, and I can walk again and my feet are fine. But why do you think podiatrists and specialists use taping? Again, it's a form of compression. There's casting, pneumatic compression devices. There's a whole bunch of different things that people will use. Lymphedema is a buildup of lymph fluid in the fatty tissues under the skin. We do compression. And so, you know, there's a lot of, modalities that we aren't using because we've gotten so used to pills and prescriptions. And another reason is we're lazy. Many people with arthritis wouldn't need any pain medication if they were doing their physical therapy, did their home stretches, their home physical therapy, did ice. But people don't have time. They want to wake up and feel good, or they want to go to bed and go to sleep. Like, I don't have time to sit there and do some compression or some massage or ice. You know, one thing I really, really like, my husband taught me because he's a chiropractor, is you get frozen peas. And don't let them get hard like a brick, but a bag of frozen peas that are, you know, loose and round, a big bag, you could use that for anything. You could use that for your neck pain, your back pain. You could use it for your plantar fasciitis, where you put your feet on the bag of peas. And you know, we don't use ice. We don't use cold therapy to the degree we need to. Now, I don't want you to frostbite your skin. Always have a barrier. But, you know, some migraines I had that were so bad, you know, those cool rags on the head or cool rags around the back of the neck, it did help. Did it make the migraine go away? Not completely, but it helped. It minimized things. So for those of us that struggle with pain issues, you know, it isn't just all about the medication. There are multiple modalities we use. And work should allow you accommodations. If you need your bag of peas, or you need to do like an ice bath and have your feet under those in your desk, let's say. Although I really wouldn't, don't frostbite your feet. But if there are certain things that you need that help, compression stockings, you know, and it has been medical provider recommended, you know, definitely embrace some of those things. 1-877-DOCS-ELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
A Michigan teen will spend the rest of his life behind bars after going on a shooting spree that killed 4 people. That's the sentence that was handed down by a Michigan judge after hours of heart-wrenching statements by survivors and families of the victims, among others. It was 2 years ago when then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly emerged from an Oxford High School bathroom with a handgun and began firing at students and a school employee. At least 6 people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay. Thank you, Matt. Matt agrees that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Blessing, you don't have to agree with me. I just want to know what you guys think. And we do have some of your votes in. But I want to change topics really quickly, if you don't mind. So, drawing a lot of controversy this weekend was Saturday Night Live. And, yeah, they like to be controversial. They like to be in the news. Nobody watches Saturday Night Live anymore. So, getting back in the news, you know, and getting media coverage is in their favor. But what they did has drawn a lot of controversy. So, what had happened was they decided, as I think one of their opening skits, you know, before they go live from New York on Saturday night, they decided to mock the congressional hearings that took place with three university presidents, Ivy League university presidents, and why anti-Semitism was allowed it to be pervasive, and if that constituted hate speech, if that violated code of conduct. And the presidents didn't do so well. I don't know if it's because their lawyers advised them, but they stopped short of admitting that calling for the genocide of Jews or any sort of anti-Semitism was bad. And President McGill had resigned her post from, I believe, Penn University. And people are calling for President Gay's resignation. And so when Saturday Night Live did a skit, you would think they would have, and I want to kind of give credit where credit is due here. I don't know if I have, all the actors. I don't, unfortunately. But when they were doing the skit, you would think with the presidents, they would have made fun of them. And instead, it was all about Representative Elise Stefanik, who is the Republican congresswoman who led a lot of the questioning when this happened. And I'm watching it, and I'm not laughing at all. It was awkward to watch. They were making the congressperson who was asking about anti-Semitism the butt of the jokes. Now, Kenan Thompson's part was funny. He was from the University of Phoenix. So he was making jokes about the University of Phoenix. He's basically saying, you know, all we do is, you know, we don't do classes on anti-Semitism. We just teach you how to log in and how to do online payments. So Kenan Thompson's part was funny. That's when I laughed. But the other part with the anti-Semitism, and it's anti-Semitism is not a joke. I don't understand why anybody would think, I don't understand the SNL writers, why they would think that would even be funny. Even, and people said, well, they should have made fun of the president. It shouldn't have even been a skit. Now, I get Saturday Night Live, and I remember the 70s when they would make fun of Gerald Ford, and Chevy Chase would be President Ford. And remember when President Ford tripped down the stairs when it was rainy? So Chevy Chase would do a Christmas, you know, at the president's house, and then he'd fall over the Christmas tree. And, you know, I get, you know, Saturday Night Live was always spoofy and would always, you know, go after presidents. I think Dana Carvey would be doing the George H.W. Bush impression. And one of the very first times any of our political figures would actually be a part of the skit is George H.W. Bush apparently calls in, this is all set up, during Dana Carvey's post. And Dana Carvey said, oh, president, sir. He's like, I don't do that. He's like, sorry, sir. And it was cute. I mean, Saturday Night Live has always been, you know, a birth of fantastic artistry and fantastic actors and comedians. You had Eddie Murphy, you had Chris Rock, you had Adam Sandler, you had Will Ferrell. But the problem we have now is nobody is taking anti-Semitism seriously. And they're acting like the Holocaust never happened. They're acting like the Hamas attack didn't happen. And when you have women raped and killed and murdered and babies murdered and beheaded and thrown into ovens and people innocently killed and attacked and we still have hostages, while the hostage crisis is still going on, do we really joke about it? And I just don't think people have a clue. It's almost like we want to take a subject and change it and make that the topic, make that the subject. And we want to ignore anything that either doesn't go with the narrative or makes us feel uncomfortable. That's not what we're supposed to do. Right? If we have hostages, American hostages, innocent people being held in a country, that should be the focus. Get those hostages home. We also want war to stop. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants to see innocent people die on either side. So we want to figure out how to achieve peace and how to not let any more fighting happen. Now, Hamas has been likened to, as has been, you know, with Hamas, it has been metaphorically, I forget, analogized, if I could find the right word, to cancer, where if you let any cell continue, they could come back and attack again. And so the approach to Hamas is obviously going to be controversial. It's obviously going to be brought up by multiple countries, and the UN is bringing it up. But why isn't anybody bringing up the attack that happened October 6th? Why isn't anybody bringing that up October 7th? Why isn't anybody bringing up that we still have hostages that they are threatening to kill? And so, you know, saying, well, you know, SNL, Saturday Night Live, was just trying to bring levity and or lighten the topics. No. Things are not light right now. We might be going into a world war. Our American bases are being attacked. We have American hostages. There are American hostages being held right now. And who knows what's happening to them? Not to mention other innocent civilians from Israel and multiple other countries. Okay, that should be the focus. If you want to joke about something else, you want to change the topic, talk about Taylor Swift and Kelsey or Travis Kelsey, or talk about how the Chiefs blew it yesterday or whatever, you know, you could do that, but don't take a very serious topic, including death, rape, murder of babies, and war, and make light of it because you're having failing ratings. And when you see presidents of universities, and I would never want to be a president of a university, because I see that they probably have 70 lawyers all up their butts trying to tell them what to say and what not to say. Free speech never includes calling for the death of others, period. Free speech does not include you being racist or discriminatory or bigoted. Sorry. That's just, I think in America we've graduated to that. You can't say fire in a crowded theater. You can't say I want to see these people die. And you mentioned the demographic. That's not, you know, if you tell somebody, an ex-wife, I want to kill you, that's not free speech. That's a threat. And when the presidents were acting like, well, if the genocide was acted upon, meaning we're only going to do something once somebody is killed. Well, come on. Sadly, that's what happens in America. Nothing happens until somebody dies. They go, oh, we should have looked at the signs. No. If anybody is threatening violence or threatening anti-Semitism, you know, or anti-race or anti-gender, any sort of hate speech, we act on it now. They don't necessarily have to, you know, go to jail, you know, for 50 years, but if there's any threat, we take that threat seriously, like we would do with domestic violence, like we would do with any other sort of hate speech. So if these presidents can say, well, it's contextual, in what context is hate speech okay? I don't think ever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when it comes to our kids' education, many teachers are starting to be reluctant about coming back to the classroom, even staying in the field. And many of us as parents have been mixed on that, thinking, well, gosh, you know, teachers get 9 months of school and then they have 3 months off. And, yeah, you know, but I have a different attitude because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I don't know if you've been following the story. It's on, it's a global news headline. But there was a 17-year-old that tried to rape, strangle, cover the teacher with lighter fuel and kill her. And I think he was laughing at his hearing. And it's, when you see things like this, and you see that other teacher, excuse me, that got pummeled by her student, you start to wonder if being a teacher is just too dangerous these days. I mean, look at what happened with Sandy Hook Elementary. The principal used her body as a shield, as did the first grade teachers. And, yeah, you know, I love to be devil's advocate, and I like to see both sides of things. But on one end, you know, we need people to teach our kids, and we want, you know, individuals to, you know, not be doing it for the money because they love teaching and they want to be there for the kids and they want to do the best thing for kids. On the flip side, we have to make sure it's safe. And if any teacher doesn't feel safe, I can't blame them. Jonathan Martinez Garcia, 17 years old, was sentenced to 40 years of prison because he ambushed the teacher. I think this was at El Dorado High School. And he had, the teacher was identified as Sadie, but many of us know who she is, and it's just horrifying to know what she went through. And he said, can I talk to you about my grades? This was back in April 2022. So it was about 1:33 p.m. He's wandering the halls. He was 16 at the time. And then he tries to get into the classroom, but then he couldn't. So he kind of paces around. And then you see him get into the classroom. And then you see them struggle. The video picks up at about 3:05 p.m., according to Daily Mail, an hour and a half after the suspect got into the classroom. And then he leaves the school with his head down. Apparently, he knocked her unconscious. She later woke up with her pants and underwear down. The student threatened to burn her alive, was screaming, "Can't you die already?" And you see the bruises, you see the attack. She was strangled from behind with a cord. And now, of course, she has, you know, PTSD and chronic pain and just, she has a tough road ahead recovering from this, if she ever can. And when it's a student, and I've taught students of all ages, whether it was Sunday school, whether it was being a guest lecturer, whether it was a medical school professor, and to think that any, and I love my students, and I treat my students equally, and I love them all, even the ones that, you know, might not even like the class, although that's rare, because I make my classes fun, but still, I don't have to be liked by them, but I'll love you back. You're my students. I care about you. To think that a student could turn on a teacher like that and attack or try to kill her, and the kid looks, I mean, to be smiling in court. And so the question people have is, how did this student get to junior year high school without anybody noticing that he had mental illness? And I bring this up a lot because we are so afraid of hurting somebody's feelings and isolating them and profiling them that the next school shooter or the next murderer or the next rapist is in school right now. And these kids will oftentimes exhibit odd behavior. And we don't know what to do about that. The last thing you want to do is somebody acting oddly, accusing them of being a future, you know, murderer or attempted murderer or rapist or school shooter. But these kids are roaming the halls. They're with other kids. I mean, look at that professor that shot three, that shot multiple people, but murdered three at UNLV. He's a professor, for crying out loud. How do you go through years of academia and turn out to be a murderer? Now, mind you, some people lose it. And when they lose it, they could lose all sense of reality. Or their mental illness could slowly grow. But the problem is oftentimes these individuals exhibit behavior early on. And everybody's afraid to do something. So there was a doctor who was arrested for giving patients ketamine and raping them. Right? 10 years prior, I fired that doctor because he was acting suspicious and he wasn't following the protocol of having a nurse in the room. When the medical board investigated, we don't think much happened after that. And so 10 years later, he goes and commits that crime. And I'm not saying everybody that has a close call will always perform than a deeper crime. But, we have to come up with a better way of maybe getting these people help. And we let them go. People say, I have rights, leave me alone. And I get it. No, they do. If they haven't committed a crime, we're innocent until proven guilty. And our beautiful country allows that. But when you see individuals that are off and, people are starting to kind of get the heebie-jeebies around them. This teacher could have died because of a student who somehow went years of nobody calling it like they should have. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, as a physician, the last thing I want to see is people who might not necessarily fit societal norm to be accused of being, like I said, a rapist or murderer. But I can't stand the fact that we're waiting till it happens. And when it happens, people die. Or people are ruined. Or severely injured. And I don't know what the answer is. We have people who abuse power. They could easily say, well, this demographic has a higher crime rate. We don't want that. If there's an individual person that is showing, and these should be red flags, and honestly, red flags, what about that child that shot up the school in Michigan? If you're drawing pictures of killing other classmates, that counts. That's your red flag. There's your evidence. Get that kid help. I don't understand why we're not coming up with some standard protocols. If somebody is making other individuals feel uneasy, they're being voyeuristic, they're watching them shower, they're in their bathroom or locker room, and these people are saying, look, they're staring at us showering. That is, again, voyeurism. There you go. That's a red flag. These are things that I think we can do a better job on that we're not. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.